we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the program that combines all the fun of the fair with all the annoyance of having to pay to get in. So, while our scorer is sharpening her pen, let me introduce the two teams. Let me introduce the two teams who are Tim Brooke Taylor and, making a first appearance on the program, Denise Coffey. And Graham Gardner and Barry Cryer. And we go straight into the first game for which our teams have been hand-picked. This is the one called Straight Face, and in this round the aim is not to amuse the audience. Each panellist in turn says a word, and the first one who gets a laugh from the studio audience is disqualified. The remaining three continue the game in rotation until only one survives, and to that one I award a large number of points. Now, who shall we start with? We'll start this one with Barry Cryer.
Small holding.
Well, that we'll count that as a trial run, because obviously the audience is extremely nervous. Now, Barry, you can start again.
Plinth.
Table.
Contrapuntal.
Well, now, that I'm afraid...
Every time you do that.
Oh. With that hilarious word, Graham, I'm afraid that rules you out.
They only laughed out of malice.
You continue now, and we have to bypass Graham for now.
Cork.
Truss.
Well, I'll put that down as a titter. Yeah, you'll survive that. It wasn't what you might call a belly laugh, was it? Denise?
Hat.
Tim?
Glass.
Barry. Gazebo.
Now, that was a belly laugh.
Oh.
Your team hasn't done very well so far. You're both out. Anyway, as this is an individual game, let's go on now, and it's between Denise and Tim, in that order.
They're conniving with each other.
We're just good friends, not so.
Yes, there was a gap in the programme. We filled it.
Right, Denise.
Chrysanthemum.
Saucer.
Oh, sorry, that was me.
Certificate.
Budgerigar.
Egg.
Goat.
Microphone.
Nicholas Parsons. I committed suicide.
He's not a word. Well, he is, but I mean...
That's not how you spell it.
Not what we said.
Right, well, that's...
He's a euphemism.
The answer from Tim Brooke Taylor there means that Denise wins the first round. And according to the rules that I read out at the beginning of the game, she wins a large number of points. Now, here's where I tell the teams in advance that they're going to be asked at the end of the programme to announce the late arrivals at the Gourmet's Ball. At the Gourmet's Ball.
That's food for thought.
Can we go on now to the game, which
is called Good News, Bad News. One team announces some good news, the other team then announces the bad news. We go back to the first team who announced the good news, over to the other team who announced the bad news, and so on, as you all probably know. We're going to start with you, Tim, to announce the good news.
Good news. Willie Rushton isn't here this week.
What's the move? Bad news, Denise Coffey is.
But the good news is I'm getting paid for it.
What?
The bad news is you're not getting paid as much as Willie Rushton.
I suspected that.
Good news is you're not getting paid as much as us, either.
Bad news, BBC are paying in kind.
The good news is my Patrick Mower is waiting outside.
The bad news is he's brought his telescope.
Good news, I'm being paid in Joan Bakewell's.
Bad news is I'm being paid in Willie Rushton's.
Oh, the good news is Willie Rushton isn't here this week.
No, no, no.
Full circle.
And that puts Denise streets ahead, but still we'll carry on. Barry, will you announce the good news?
The good news is Margaret Thatcher's going to resign.
Well, the bad news is she's going to resign herself to being Prime Minister for the next 5 years.
She's unstoppable. Anyway, Denise, as you're so far ahead, let's see if we can get you to lose a few points. Will you start with the good news?
The good news is the Americans have landed on Mars.
The bad news is Mars was still in them. Not Mars.
Good news is she quite enjoyed it.
The bad news is her sea of tranquility will never be the same again.
The good news is the Russians are sending up a probe. I'm sorry about that, boss.
The bad news is we can't go any further with this.
The good news is the Russians can.
And the bad news is that Barry Cryer was disqualified there for speaking out of turn. Let's revert to the normal order now, if we may, with you, Barry, if you'll start, please, with the good news.
The good news have you heard the one about the two Irishmen?
The bad news is, no, I haven't.
The good news is, he's not going to tell it anyway.
Bad news is, oh, yes, he is.
Good news is, oh, yes, I am.
Bad news is, oh, yes, he is.
Oh, no, he's not.
Oh, a gentleman of taste and trumpet playing.
And that puts you ahead. So now we go on. Now we go on to the game, which is called Unsuitable Songs. I'm going to suggest the title of a song to each member of the team and ask them to sing them in an unsuitable way. And Colin Sell is on hand, of course, to accompany them at the piano. Barry Cryer, we'll start with you. I'm going to ask you to sing Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner.
Yes. Is that it? Oh, in an unsuitable way.
If you may.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, Titty races, and I love London still. Oh, mother, maybe it's because I'm a Londoner, turn that nice again, that I think of her wherever I go. Maybe it's inside of me. Just walking up and down, turn out nice again. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London town. Let George do it.
Well, judging from audience applause, 9 out of 10 for that one. Denise, I'd like you to sing Why Can't the English?
Well, you may ask.
I am.
In an unsuitable way. Let me think now. Yes.
Why can't English teach their children how to speak? There's verbal class distinction. Now should be antique. If you spoke as I do, mate, you wouldn't stand the way you do. You might be making a fortune doing silly commercials too.
And judging from audience applause, Denise gets 9 out of 10. Now, Tim, I'd like you to sing Rule Britannia.
Carry on, Colonel.
Judging from the audience applause there, Tim gets 9 out of 10. And Graham, we go over to you. And I'd like you to sing Bright Eyes.
Delicious looking pie.
Bright eyes, burning like fire. Bright eyes, welcome to the world around. How the light that burns so brightly suddenly burns so pale. Bright eyes.
Delicious.
That's true.
Well, judging from the audience applause, you get 10 out of 10, but I'm going to dock you 1 mark for using sound effects, which aren't allowed, which gives you 9 out of 10. Well done. Now we go on to suitcases. And you'll be delighted to know that the teams are going on holiday. And for reasons that are too complicated to go into, they have to pack their suitcases entirely with objects beginning with a letter that I shall give them. The other team can challenge if they think that any of the objects will have difficulty fitting into a suitcase. And the packing team will then provide suitable, far-fetched explanations as to how they intend to cram them in. And we're going to start this one with Tim and Denise, and you're going to start with the letter T.
Toast. Some toast in there.
Trombone.
Trombone, of course.
Yes.
We'd need a trombone. Yes. Tin of sardines.
Yes. Trampoline.
Certainly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A challenge there from Graham Garden.
How big is this tin of sardines?
That's not a challenge, that's a question. Question from Graham Garden.
It's a lot smaller than the suitcase.
I accept that.
Right.
Certainly doesn't begin with T.
Scones. I always have scones with tea.
Oh.
Okay, carry on, Denise.
Toenail clipper.
Teeth. Spare pair.
Challenge from Barry Crump.
Teeth do not fold.
Yes, they do. Back on themselves. You know, false teeth. Fold right. Haven't you noticed yakety teeth?
Tim has taken his out and demonstrated. I think we have to accept it.
Yeah. Okay, I'll support that
transvestite
explanation.
Tarantula.
Tarantula, certainly. Mm. I wouldn't go without one. A tango.
Theatre.
Tortoise.
Treacle.
Treacle, of course, certainly. For the tortoise.
Yes.
Toad. To go for the tarantulas you eat.
Oh, yes, mm. Yes, very yes. Thoughtful. Yes. How kind. You're yes. So kind.
Yes, well, I like to think
yes,
that
get on holiday
I've got a tin of peas, a tin of soup,
tin of jam.
Yes, a tin of tins. Yes,
well, that was a wonderful film, Tin of Tins. Yeah. I saw it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Tobago, yes.
Yes. And.
Challenge from Graham.
Tobago. One bago would be enough, surely.
And I'll uphold it.
I've got to uphold that one. Oh,
I think I'd better uphold
that. You keep
that
your
one.
Private life.
At least show the audience.
Yes, I think I'd better uphold that one on behalf of the listeners and ask Barry and Graham to pack their suitcase with things beginning with the letter B.
B. A bus.
Oh. Challenge, noisy challenge.
Yeah, I think we buzz together in unison.
We do, don't
yes,
we?
Yeah.
Well, something about it, I'm sorry. There's something. Yes, this holiday's going
to
be great. Yes.
Who wishes to express the challenge?
I was going to ask, of whom is it a bus? Queen Victoria? Somebody like that?
No, bus.
I agree, a bus wouldn't go in there. But I said bus.
Oh, bus.
Well,
challenge from Tim.
I would dispute that a bus would go into it, apart from anything else.
Bus is Elizabethan for kiss. This is a little cross.
Okay, Elizabethanly speaking, I challenge that a kiss would go in a suitcase.
Prove it.
You can't have a bus. There's either no bus answer. Or six all come at the same time. You can't, can't have a bus.
Well, I mean, what can you say to a person like this? I mean,
I give up.
You can
better.
Say, let's go on to the next round.
Excellent.
Denise and Tim win that one, as they've won all the others so far.
Better playing this game than with Willie. I can't.
And that puts you ahead. Now then, we're going to play a silly party game. And the party game concerned is the one that everyone knows. It's musical chairs. The music will be provided by Colin Sell. And each time the music stops, we're going to take away one chair. Ah, nice.
Tim, don't cry like that.
With a monstrous lack of chivalry there, all the men sat down and Denise has been disqualified. She's going to come sit next to me. That's right, you sit next to me, Denise. Well, that was interesting. Some chairs have materialised from nowhere. But, Graham Garden, you're disqualified for sitting next to me.
It's
We're left with Barry and Tim. Start off now. I was left standing, and therefore Tim Brooke Taylor wins that particular round. Tim Brooke Taylor. Short pause now while the chairs are put back into position. And here's where we go on to the next round, which is called Sounds Peculiar. This is where we play to each member of the panels a sound effect, and they have to identify it, and I shall judge whether they identify it correctly or not. We're going to start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor. Here's your sound effect. Right, Tim.
I wondered what
now,
that
I'd like you to identify that sound.
Sorry, Hum. I wondered what that microphone was doing in my bathroom this morning. I think, in fact, that's Henry Cooper splashing it all over for the very, very last time.
And you're right.
Oh.
That's what it was.
Oh.
Okay, Barry Cryer, here's your sound effect coming up now.
That's Cyril Smith testing waterbeds. Or Ralph Reader's Digest.
Well, you got it right at last, Barry. Let's just hear that one again.
Joan Collins' autobiography, isn't it?
Well, you're right that time, too. So, Denise, here's your sound effect. Now, what do you think that was, Denise?
Well, it sounded like Cyril Smith losing the Battle of the Bulge. Definitely letting it all hang out, yes.
Yes, I would agree with that, isn't it?
I would agree with it,
yes. And the audience obviously agrees with it.
Yes.
Who am I among so many? So, Graham Garden, here's your sound effect. Graham, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Now,
wait till you hear my answer. That must have been the staff of the Times making sure that nobody heard the first cuckoo until the paper was back on.
And with that spontaneous burst of applause from the audience, Graham, you win that round. Put you ahead now. We go on to Mornington Crescent. I've had a letter from a listener who asks why, up to now, we've never played the alternative diagonal rule.
Well, it's not
very good.
I think he has a point. I thought it might be a little bit complicated for this, but we'll try it. We'll try it. This simply means the diagonal moves alternately, please. Mm. And I shall keep a check.
Is that by teams, Hump, for alternate people?
By teams.
Right.
And is that 1-3-5 or 2-4-6?
2-4-6.
Very
2-4-6. Yeah, well, you're one.
It depends who starts.
You've been reading my mail again.
I'm self-taught.
I've been meeting him.
Okay.
So have I. Yes.
Right. Now then, you've had time to think about that, Tim. So, Denise, I think you can start this one.
Oh, dear. This is very difficult. Yes.
He's prompting her, Hum.
It's her first time.
Yes, it's very different. It's very complicated.
She's never done the show before.
You never forget the first time.
I'm reliably advised Ladbroke Grove.
St. Pancras.
Mornington Crescent. See?
Oh, wow. You have to.
246.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, he's right.
Yes, I am right. Well, that's the trouble with the way...
All right.
I think the more complicated it is, and funnily enough, the easier it is to get to the end. I don't know why.
Oh, shut up.
Barry, we'll play another round of that, because that one was, I think you were a bit bewildered by the formation there. So.
Not bewildered. No.
Misled.
Barry, misled, yes. No,
all right, Barry, you start another game.
Birdcage Walk.
Oh, no. Southampton Row.
The Mall.
Vine Street.
Oh, Drury Lane.
Evershort Street.
Camden Town.
Finchley Road.
Uxbridge Road.
Golders Green Road.
Goldhawk Road.
Platts Lane.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes!
Oh, yes! No.
Terrific. Yeah.
In fact, you overlooked a faulty diagonal there halfway through, but
yes, I'm afraid I did.
It's your responsibility to challenge it. So Barry and Graham, there's a challenge there from Tim Brooke-Taylor. Too late, I've switched it off. And we go on to the blissful moment in the programme where I sit back and let the teams announce their late arrivals to the Gourmet's Ball.
There's the unbearably cocky Saint-Jacques.
Oh, look, there's Mr. Benedict and his former wife, ex-Benedict.
Oh, yes. Will you welcome, please, all the way from Australia?
Possibly.
That Aborigine, possibly. No, probably, please. That Aborigine family, the Belongs. The Belongs and that hermaphrodite child. Wilma Bill Belong.
Oh, no.
Birdcage Walk.
Mornington Crescent.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen. All the way from New Zealand, will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Spy and their sheep farmer son, Shepherd Spy.
Mesdames et messieurs, will you welcome, please, Monsieur et Madame à la King and their cowardly son, Chicken à la King?
Followed closely by a prominent member of the Quebec Protestant movement, whose slogan is Canada l'Orange.
Oh. Welcome, please, Carrie Dagneau, who has come with Rosemary. And about time, too. May not be funny, but it's got spice.
Oh, dear, there are two punk gate crashers.
Oh, no, not to
yes,
dear
I'm
at all.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It's Sid Vici Soise. And with him he has some unintelligent croutons.
White flag.
Yes, exactly. Will you welcome, please, from Bonnie Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Chips and their naughty son, Scampion Chips. Oh, there's John Bird with a party of friends. Walter Pigeon. Donald Pheasants. Don Partridge and Robert Poulet.
We're all going to be thinking of bird names.
And George Woodcock.
Oh, give him the chance.
I'm not one for grouse.
All the way from sunny Italy, Mr. and Mrs. Stroni and their daughter Minnie Stroni. And her auntie Pasta.
And Mr. and Mrs. Purtherday and their daughter Sue Purtherday.
And over there, sitting all alone on her own, is a respectable French lady, Sol Bun Fam.
I beg your pardon, I'm not in a hurry with this.
Spotted the Yorkshire gourmet by Gumrone. And there's the chef showing us his speciality. I wish he wouldn't do that.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Toast and their good food spy son, Egon.
Oh, excellent. Will you welcome, please, Claude Crabb?
Oh.
Who's specially dressed for the occasion. He's Baron of Beef and his randy son, Sirloin.
And all the way from China, Mr. and Mrs. Noodle and their son, Crispy Noodle.
Oh, come in, digestion.
There's bread and butter pudding.
And here come Mr. and Mrs. Aspic and their naughty daughter, Cherry Sin Aspic.
Oh, excellent. There's this Cardo pair and their posh daughter, Ava Cardo pair.
And that's it. Denise Coffey has won out of sight.
Not forgetting the Chokehart family and their son, Artie Chokehart.
Mr. and Mrs. Specially Delicious Asparagus just flown in, but don't look at the price. You won't notice it till the end, and then you'll scream. And son, I've a Specially Delicious Asparagus.
Oh, it's time for Denise Coffey.
And dessert.
Denise Coffey, having salvaged her team from complete disaster in the round, means that Barry and Graham win. And we shall all be with you again same time next week. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor and Denise Coffey were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Geoffrey Perkins.